tuned in to Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another day of the Common Ground, right? There are a few topics that I want to talk about, right? But before I do, I want to talk about two people first, right? And these people aren't about the topics that I'm going to get into. I just need to say something first about Tiger Woods. As you saw the news, what happened to Tiger Woods the other day when he drove and he flipped his damn vehicle. Thank God his life was saved. It could have been worse, right? And this is like the fourth time he got like a DUI, something like that. A couple times, this man done crashed his vehicle, right? My thing is, and it really pissed me off about a lot of these damn celebrities. These celebrities, they have money. They can hire a driver. They can call a damn Uber. All that stuff, right? To me, I don't give a damn what you're going through. There's no excuse. Imagine if somebody else was on the road at the time, right? He could have killed somebody, if not himself. I just would never understand why these celebrities do that. You know what I mean? They got money, they're famous. People would love to drive for them. If you know you're going to go out and drink, do drugs, whatever you do, that's your damn business, right? Hire somebody to drive you around, man. Call it that Uber, because I know me, like, when I'm going to a bar or whatever, I'm calling me a damn Uber. I don't play that mess. If the place I'm going, 40 minutes away, like 40 minutes or more away, what I do, I probably would rent like a hotel that's close to the bar, or close to whatever, just to, so I don't have to drive back. You understand me? Right? I'm not going to change that drinking and driving crap. You know what I mean? Because when you high and you drive, you know, not only your life you're putting at risk, but you're putting other people's lives at risk. It's not fair. It's not right. You understand me, right? So please, people out there, do the right thing. Don't drink and drive. Don't get high and drive. Whatever you do, just don't get behind the damn wheel. Now, let me talk about the rapper called Pooh Shiesty. I'm going to tell you something. I've been hearing about him for years, right? But I've never listened to this man's music. I'm a hip hop. I love hip hop. But I could not tell you one song that his band sing. I mean, when I looked him up after the incident, he's only 26 years old. Young guy. And according to our reports to the radio, when I listened to the radio, the man just got out of jail 6 months ago. And now he go and try to rob another man, right? By the name of Gucci Mane. And my thing is, he brought his dad, that's what, you know what I'm saying, according to reports, right? He brought his dad with him and his crew. I'm saying, so what kind of father is that? You know what I'm saying? That father needs to be smacked upside the head. Say, what are you doing, man? Because if he's 26 years old, I'm 54, so his dad is probably about my age, maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little bit older, right? But we're probably in the same generation. You know what I mean? Why would you go to another man's studio, right, with guns pulled out, robbing somebody because, you know what I'm saying? First of all, from according to reports, right, you go there because you're trying to strong arm this man to get all of your damn contract. Right? Why would you do that, man? Put every other people at risk. It ain't cool. It's not cool at all. Try to do that thing. It's not gangster to me. That's just weakness. You know what I mean? You rich, you got money, you famous, get a lawyer. You understand me, right? That street stuff, man, this ain't the 90s no more. That street stuff, to me, is played out. It really is. That street stuff is played out. Devil Carter might make a few street records, right? He's not in the streets anymore. You probably be setting that example, right? As a young, because from what I heard, a lot of Dagon kids look up to this man. A lot of young children look up to him, right? A lot of young kids look up to this guy. And no, he set a bad example. I'm gonna be honest with your parents. I advise you, man. I know sometimes you can't control what your kids listen to. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it's good to actually have the conversation with your damn children, man. You can enjoy the people's music, but don't look up to these damn rappers. A lot of them are disappointment. Especially today's rappers, right? The thing of going to jail is a badge of honor. Ain't nothing good about going to jail and getting locked up. You crazy? With somebody telling you what to do, what time to wake up, when to go to bed, when to shower. That's the type of lifestyle you want to live? And then if you're a straight man, you can't have a woman beside you. You know what I mean? That's one of the reasons why I always not do no life of crime, because me, I love women, and I can't see me sleeping next to another man for 3, 4, 5 years. I can't do that. You know what I mean? Because I like to have a nice female warm body next to me at night. But you're going to commit crimes, go to jail? No, you know, at 26 years old, you probably mess up the whole life. They probably give like, thank God nobody dies. So you're probably going to get maybe 20, 30 years in jail. So by the time you get out of jail, you'll be an old man. You understand me, right? And why do we support these people anyway? Right? These rappers who always commit crimes. Why do we support them? You know what I mean? I don't believe in cancel culture, right? I don't. But if you're going to cancel people, these are the type of people you need to cancel. You know what I mean? We don't need it. Because when you think about this, right? These damn people are blessed. You know what I'm saying? This is Easter Sunday right now. A lot of these people are blessed to them to be in the position that they are in. Blessed. God gave them the talent to be in the position that they are in, right? And they do stupid stuff like this to mess it up. You know what I mean? So parents, if you can, you kids might not listen. But talk to them, man. They don't be all hooked up on these famous PD stars, man. Love the entertainment and they leave it at that. Leave it at that, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? These people should never be a role model to you. You know what I mean? Right? If you're going to look up to a role model, pick somebody like Jay-Z. Never hear him say nothing, going to do no pain since he became famous. No, nothing crazy. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying, though, man. Just stop freaking admiring these damn rappers who don't even give a damn about you, right? And as far as the damn the Gucci Man, I think he's a damn good rapper. I've listened to a few of his music. I like his rap style. Understand me, right? I like his rap style. But I need to say that and I'm hearing, oh, this man is a snitch, all kind of crap. So what? Be a damn snitch. First of all, he's a taxpaying citizen. You know what I mean? He probably lives in a big-ass mansion or whatever. A taxpaying citizen. So you're not on the damn streets anymore. So stop acting like you're from the damn streets. Snitch. If I would have known this guy, and I would advise him to tell on every single one of them, forget that crap. They'll be like, oh, I don't want to see a damn black man in jail. But a black man committed a damn crime. So they need to go. I ain't trying to be around those type of damn black people. Criminals. No. You know what I mean? No, if you have done a thing in the past, you did the time, that's different. That's a different story, right? But God gave him another damn chance. And he don't mess that crap up, man. You know what I mean? So I tell this Gucci Man, snitch. Because when you think about these type of things, right? Yeah, you might have your hardcore street fans, right? But guess what? Your street fans, it might probably like 1% of the people that listen to you. I guarantee most of the people that listen to Gucci Man, I say about 70% of the people that listen to Gucci Man are suburban kids. suburban people, white kids, right? Middle class. And you got more of that than the street people that probably listen to you right now. So why are you going to pay a piece to the street people and say, oh, and those same people that come on the internet and talking about that he's a snitch and all that crap, right, are stupid to me. And half those people probably have never seen the streets a day in their life. You understand me, right? Half of them have never seen the streets a day in their life, man. So if I was to advise someone like Gucci, man, I'd say, hey, go to the police and tell the police exactly what happened. Which, from what I heard, they had a cameraman there and everybody, you know what I'm saying, and people, they talk, plus they had cameras there and everything. So they have footage, right? But still, I would still say my piece. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're going to come to rob me, you know what I mean? Whether you don't like my damn contract or not, take me to court. You know what I mean? Suppose if somebody was trigger happy and killed somebody in that studio, we'd be singing a whole different tune today. Thank God nobody got hurt, right? You know what I'm saying? And this man deserved to go to jail. His daddy deserved, allegedly, right, deserved to go to jail if he really participate in that nonsense. You know what I'm saying? All of them deserve to go to jail. Lock their ass up. You know I'm saying? Those people don't deserve to be on the streets, man. Because if they could do that to someone that they know, imagine what they could do to strangers, people that they don't know. I want to think about this, right? Now, just like I said, when you talk about canceling people, right? We were quick to cancel people like Nick Cannon. Let's say Chili. Let's talk about her first. TLC. Let's go way back. Talk about TLC, right? I remember. I had to look it up just to remind myself, right? Damn, well, what the damn name? The name of the album, they have Waterfalls, Red Light Special, So I Creep, yeah. All the great songs that TLC had, right? I had that album. So I'm saying, I think the album's called, I think, Crazy Sexy Cool, right? I had the album. And I'm telling you right now, these three beautiful women, TLC, I love them. I was young too, you know what I'm saying? That time when it first came out, I love them, right? Don't get me wrong, Left Eye was one of my favorite, though, to be honest with you, from TLC group. I just love Left Eye. I love the rap style. May she rest in peace, right? And then I remember on the first video when it came out, I ain't too proud to beg, right? When Left Eye had them condom on the eye, I said, this woman is bold to do that. This was the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's fast forward to today, as y'all should know by now, that she retweeted something that was very derogatory toward our former first lady, the beautiful Michelle Obama, right? She said she accidentally did it. Did she? Or no? Because now people start bringing up receipts, right? About how so many times she donated to the Donald Trump campaign, right? But she have explanation for that, you know what I'm saying? Some worthy cause. But my thing is, right, before she donated all that money, did she really read? Did she really do her research, right? Is she trying to gaslight us? All that question that we need to ask, right? Is she trying to gaslight us, trying to trick us? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know what I mean, let's give her the benefit of the doubt, right? Sometimes some of these buttons could be real close. Like, for example, right, which I hate on Instagram, right? When I'm typing something, and then the send button is on the bottom right there, and I'm typing, and I didn't finish typing. And then I accidentally press the send button. No, I got retype the whole crap. Because sometimes I do that. I ain't lying. Sometimes when I'm typing something, I reply to a message to something, it seems like I'm typing a whole paragraph. I can't help myself, all right? That's me. You know what I'm saying? But I can't understand how mistakes will happen, right? But what makes me really upset is how people is quick to cancel Chili. You know what I mean? But they won't cancel people that commit crimes. I've never heard people talk about I'm going to cancel R. Kelly. all that crazy sick crimes that he did when it comes to young girls and women. You see what I'm saying? That ain't alleged. He got convicted for all that crap. P. Diddy. You know what I mean? Having stuff on his nipples. The white stuff that they would say on his dagger nipples. Right? That's some sick crap to me. See what I'm saying? But I don't hear people say, oh, I'm going to cancel P. Diddy. I'm going to cancel R. Kelly. No. And these people are criminals. They're in jail. I don't hear nobody talking about I'm going to cancel Suge Knight. The man got 28 years in jail. You know what I mean? But Chili, I've never heard her commit a crime. She's a taxpaying law-abiding citizen. See what I'm saying? I don't think it's fair. I think sometimes as black people, they have selective outrage, as Chris Rock would say. Selective outrage, right? You quickly cancel one black person, but you don't you're not gonna cancel nobody else, right? To me, that makes no sense. To me, you gotta stay consistent, man. You have to stay consistent, all right? So here, I'm gonna give it the benefit of the doubt, and hey, I'll say go support the young sister, man. Support them. Because think about it, right? And me personally, my favorite entertainers, right, that I love to listen to. Think about this, right? I guarantee, when most of those entertainers that you listen to, that you love, a lot of them, they're in a different tax bracket than you are. Do you think a lot of them are going to vote Democrat? No. A lot of them are going to vote Republican because they can get the tax break. See, Democrat want to hike tax for the rich. But Republicans want to lower the tax for the rich and tax your poor ass. You see what I'm saying? Think about that, man. Right? So I don't give a damn what none of these people say. Right? They can talk all the mess, but like I guarantee a lot of them vote for Donald Trump. We just don't know about it. A lot of them, they probably come on the TV and say some fake nonsense, but a lot of them probably vote for Donald Trump, which is their right. So why would you cancel these people? You see what I'm saying? Why would you cancel these people? I'm saying right now, Kid Rock, right? He's the diehard Trump guy. He is. You know what I'm saying? But guess what, though? He makes good music. I listen to his music sometimes. You know what I mean? All Summer Long, Redneck Paradise, Picture with Sheryl Crow. They're my favorite Kid Rock song. You see what I'm saying? He's a Trump guy, but I like his music. You know, I've never really, I don't know, sometimes some people brought up some receipts, which I haven't heard the song though, back in 2001, when he talking about with a minor. I haven't heard the damn song. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna go off to what people bring up anyway. Right? But besides that, right? I like some of his music. I listen to his music. You see what I'm saying? Hulk Hogan, may he rest in peace. He's another one. I'm a WWE guy. I love WWE. You see what I'm saying? As a child, Hulk Hogan was the one that got me starting to watch WWE. So should he have been canceled? He said some stuff about 10 years ago about his daughter bringing home a black man, right? The only difference is between some of you black folks and Hogan, because Hogan is famous. How many of you black mothers out there tell your black daughters or your black son, don't ever bring home a white girl? Come on now. Let's be honest about that crap. I've heard it. You see what I'm saying? Especially with the older black parents, right? How many of y'all out there said, I want you, let me see what you do with a white man coming to my damn house, and a white man coming into my house, and a white woman coming into my house. You see what I'm saying? How many of y'all, so we got to be, we have to be realistic, right? We can't be hypocritical, man. This is right. If you don't want your damn daughter dating a damn black man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, whatever you said, you know what I'm saying, it might be a little, kind of off a little bit, right? Not kind of, but off. But I ain't lying to you. I did still like Hogan. I never hated him. I never disliked him. You know, instead of people want to cancel him, they should have a conversation. I'm all about having a conversation, man. For real. You know, back in the day, when I used to watch a lot of talk shows, we see some KKK, like Jerry Springer and everything, right? Sometimes we have the KKK on there, and the black people there, and they're talking, they get irate sometimes. You know what I mean? But at least they're having a conversation. It's about having that conversation, man. Now, Amber Rose, right? Let's talk about her for a second. Amber Rose has also been part of this conversation, right, with Nick Cannon. But I'm going to get with Nick Cannon in a minute. Let me tell you. When I first heard of Amber Rose, right, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not coming here and ever disrespect my black sisters. Any woman, period. But I'm going to be honest, right? Amber Rose, right? When I first heard of Amber Rose, one thing I thought I used to think about of her, Kanye West's girlfriend or Wiz Khalifa's girlfriend, the ex now, right? You know what I'm saying? Those are two famous, most famous people that I know she dealt with, right? And some kind of slut walk crap that she created, right? As long as she getting paid from it, she paying her taxes, living a law-abiding life, I don't give a damn about none of that shit. See what I'm saying? But, right, okay, so when I first actually heard her into an interview when she first came on The Breakfast Club, right? I'm like, this beautiful sister, man. Man, I like the way she speaks. She speaks very well, well-spoken. You understand me? You know what I mean? And I got issues with her. Yeah, you understand? Even when during 2024 RNC, when I watched it, right, I saw Hulk Hogan there. Of course, made his speech. She made her speech. I was not surprised that she was there making a speech. You know what I mean? Do I dislike her any less? I don't know her like that to like or dislike her. Who knows? In a person life, she might be a good person. You know what I'm saying? I bet she probably is an actual good, nice person in her personal life. Right? So we might not agree with her politically, but at the end of the day, it's still her right. So why do we want to cancel these people, man? You see what I'm saying? If you want to say some nonsense, right? You know what I'm saying? She's misguided when she said that the Republican Party is for black people, right? The question I would ask Amber Rose, right? If I was her, how is the Republican Party for black people? Give me some example. What policies has the Republican Party put in place that's going to benefit poor black people or poor people in general? Not only poor black people, poor people in the rural area too, the white folks, right? Because the white folks that love the Republican Party, they're still poor. You know what I mean? The only thing that they can say about the transgender crap, we don't want men playing the women's sports. We don't want men in women's bathroom, right? But for the average Americans, I really don't believe that I give a damn about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, I've never seen a man walk into a woman's bathroom. Maybe they have in a Walmart or something. You know what I'm saying? I've never noticed that crap. You see what I'm saying? Right? So what the Republican Party likes to do, they like to fearmonger you, right? She said a Republican Party is for the black folks. Tell me. I want to know how. Right? That's the type of question I want to know about the Republican Party. You see what I'm saying? So, as a smart woman, young lady, she's a little bit misguided. She really is. I think she needs to pick up a book and read. Read some history. That's all I'll say about her. Right? Read about history of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They got plenty of books out there on it and how they switch, which we're going to get into that later. Now, Mr. Nick Cannon, I've been a fan of this man since Drumline, right? I love that movie, you know what I mean? Fan of the little young black brother doing his thing, man. I love it. Then when he got with Mariah Carey, first thing I said, this is probably one of the luckiest men on earth right now. You know what I'm saying? Married to one of the most beautiful women out there, Mariah Carey, right? I said, this man lucky. Damn. Because if you ever see Mariah Carey, like in an interview or to see her, the way she is, no, she's a straight diva. I love me some Mariah, right? Not because I love her music too, but I just love her just as a person. That's the way she is. That's how she acts. You see what I'm saying? I love it. I just love me some Mariah Carey, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, man, lucky. God damn. Now, when Nick Cannon says that the Democratic Party is a party of the KKK, and I've been hearing for years, I've been hearing black people say this, that stuff, right? They're not all the way wrong, but they're leaving out information. See what I'm saying? Right? They leave no information. Yeah, right? Yes, the Democratic Party was the party after KKK, right after slavery. You know what I'm saying? Right after slavery, because Democrats didn't like what black people was accomplishing back then. So let's start it from the beginning, right? The early black political alignment. So now, to understand where we are today, we have to go back to the beginning, right? Because history didn't start with social media. It started long before that. You understand me, right? So there was a time when black Americans overwhelmingly supported the Republican Party. And do we know why they supported the Republican Party? I'm going to tell you why. Because of Abraham Lincoln, right? When we understand how this happened, the Republican Party was founded, right, to oppose slavery. When the Republican Party was formed, they hated slavery, right? They didn't want slaves anymore, right? And then came Abraham Lincoln, a Republican president who issued the Emancipation Proclamation. He issued that so people can be freed from slavery. A Republican president started that, right? Got it. So, of course, black Americans, after that happened, started aligning themselves with the Republican Party because they felt that the Republican Party represented freedom at that time. Now, the Civil War happens. Reconstruction. Black Americans began participating in politics in powerful ways, right? Black Americans start being involved in politics because they know that we have to vote, we can do all that now. So they started voting. Black Americans started to run for office. Black men started to run for office. And believe it or not, many of them actually won office. You see what I'm saying? Thousands of black men held political positions across the South. Thousands of black men. And this was the late 1800s, man. And that shift in power created fear amongst white folks, man. White people hated that. They're like, damn, look at those N-words. Look at them. Right? Look at them. I'm living here in dirt poor on this dirt road. And you see those N-words, living a good life, living good life. I don't like that crap. Let me get my buddies together. Are we going to do something about it? Right? So a lot of white Southern Democrats, man, resisted the power, right? And was often acting violently towards black people, right? Black people weren't bothering these white folks back then. They weren't. You know what I'm saying? And these were the Southern Democrats at the time. Wasn't bothering white folks. They just wanted to mind their business and take care of their community. That's all they wanted, right? So guess what these white folks started doing? They created the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, right? That's when it was formed to intimidate and suppress black voters, man. So this type of things was not random. it was organized by political control. And despite all of this, black voters remain loyal to the Republican Party because of what the party represented at that time. Now, let's fast forward to the New Deal. I mean, all this is in the history books, right? So now let's move to the Great Depression, a time when economic struggle hit black communities really hard back then in the 30s, man. They were poor, hard black people. It was hard for black folks to get jobs. It was, right? Now, at the time, this was when the shift started to happen slowly. You know what I mean? It took from the 30s all the way like another 30 years, of course, to most black people fully joined the Democratic Party. It took about 30 more years. But when the New Deal happened, right? So at first it wasn't political, it was economically necessary. You know what I'm saying? Franklin D. Roosevelt introduced the New Deal, right? So now, the New Deal, these programs were designed to provide jobs, relief, and economic support, right? To the New Deal, right? And black people at the time felt a sense of relief. Because think about it, man. Back then, I guarantee most people that were in the black community, right? Most people that worked, that had the job, probably was a black man, right? Black woman probably stayed home, take care of the kids, right? In most part. And think about it as a man, as a black man, right? You can't make enough money to support your damn family. How are you going to feel? See what I'm saying? So for many black Americans, this was the first time the federal government directly impacted their survival. Hey, Elijah, tell me to be quiet a little bit. Make too much. Yeah, sorry about that. Been making a lot of noise. All right? For many black Americans, this was the first time the federal government directly impacted their survival. Okay? So the black people were happy. And now I'm getting a little bit of help from the government. Please, help me out. Thank you. Thank you, U.S. government. Right? So many jobs were created, right? Families were supported. And communities began stabilizing, man. And because of that New Deal, right? Communities began to stabilize. And because of that, people started paying even more attention. They're like, damn, I'm getting a little bit of help from the government. You know what I'm saying? The Republican Party ain't doing shit for me. You know what I mean? The Democratic president came in and helped me out, right? But at the time, it was not to party labels, but to results. So I'm saying, slowly, black voters began reconsidering their political alignment. Because they figured, man, the Republican Party ain't doing nothing for me. But I'm getting a little bit of help from the damn government. I can't find a job. You understand me, right? Even if you look at it today, who really creates more jobs, right? That's one thing I don't realize. Look, I say within the past 60 years, look at all the parties, right? And see who created more jobs in America, the Republicans or the Democrats. I say it's them, Democrats, created more damn jobs than the Republican Party. Look at what's going on right now. This damn president has the highest job loss in America within the past 100 years. You see what I'm saying? And this is the type of party you want to be aligned with, who can't create jobs for the poor people. You know what I'm saying? By the time, the shift didn't really happen overnight, though. It took time. Just like I said, it took about 30 years for the shift to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying, between the 30s, the 40s, and 50s, right? Slowly, small amount of black people started becoming more Democrat. You know what I'm saying? But even back then, a lot of them was still loyal to the Republican Party because of Abraham Lincoln. That was Abraham Lincoln's party. Although he had been died decades before. See what I'm saying? But when the New Deal happened, though, right, the foundation for change had been laid. Now let's fast forward to the Civil Rights Movement. Talk about this. Now we enter the civil rights, right? One of the most important periods in American history. You know what I'm saying? Black Americans demanded equality, justice, and basic for human rights. That's it. That's equality, man. Justice, basic human rights stuff that people should do anyway. You know what I mean? So a lot of people march. A lot of people protested. They risked everything. They risked their lives, their freedom, just to get equal opportunity in this weird country of ours, right? And let's believe it or not, back then, I don't know about today though, but back then, the Black church played a central role in organizing these movements, right? And after a while, right, national attention began to grow. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have social media back then, right? So national attention on the news and everything started showing these things on the news, and people started taking notice. Even the white people who live in the suburbs started taking notice. You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of them might not want to live around next to a black person, but at least some of them, they came out and showed up for black people back then. They did. So we have to give them their credit too. Because they did. A lot of them did, right? And I don't believe black people would have done it alone without white people by their side. It was hard back then, man. So at the time, just like I said, right, the country could no longer ignore what was happening. They couldn't ignore it because it was too big of a news. You know what I mean? So both political parties were divided on civil rights. They were divided, man, on civil rights. Southern Democrats strongly resisted the integration, man. Southern Democrats at the time didn't like it. Right? Some National Democrats began supporting change. You see what I'm saying? So the South, the Democrats didn't like it, but the Democrats in the North wanted the change. You know what I'm saying? So the country was divided just like today. You see what I'm saying? Because even today, I guarantee a lot of Southerners right now, hey, they're just divided. The country's divided right now. Even Republicans were divided internally back then. And black voters were watching closely. And they were deciding who truly stood with them. Enter Barrick Goldwater. His impact. Just like today, the MAGA is the party of Trump. Right? Back then, the Republican Party was the party of Barrick Goldwater. He controlled the Republican Party. And he wasn't president. He ran for president. He didn't win. Thank God. The man never won the presidency. But he was, I think he was a senator and a governor. But I think he was a senator. You know what I'm saying? When Donald Trump says, I've done more for black people than any other president, right? Barrick Goldwater in the 60s said the same stuff. Because he was a businessman too. And he gave a lot of black people jobs. But just because he gave black people jobs, a lot of those jobs was no damn CEO job or no head manager job. A lot of the jobs like housekeeping, cook. You see what I'm saying? Those type of job he gave black folks. You know what I mean? And I guess back then, black people was happy to have a job so they could feed their family. You know what I mean? Most of them probably wasn't complaining because they was working. Right? But Barrick Goldwater, right, he opposed the Civil Rights Act of the 1964. He didn't like it. But if we went back in history, though, about 8 years prior, 1956, he was for the Civil Rights Act. In the 50s, he wanted that to happen. But guess what? In the 60s, he changed his mind. Like, no, I don't want the damn Civil Rights Act. You see what I'm saying? He argued that it was federal government overreach. So he didn't want federal government in state business, right? But for black Americans, the argument didn't land the same. See what I'm saying? Goldwater was a Republican. A lot of black people were Republican back then. It felt like resistance to equality, right? And then perception in politics is everything. His stance alienated many black voters. This Republican senator, majority of his voters, I guarantee, were black back then. Black voters, right? But he was opposing things that could benefit black people, right? Because remember, back then, a lot of black people were Republican. Goldwater was a Republican. So I'm saying, and at the same time, it attracted a lot of white Southern voters, right? So at the time, this helped reshape the Republican political strategy. The Southern strategy began forming. Black voters started leaving the Republican Party, right? And the reason why black people started leaving the Republican Party, and part of it was because of Barry Goldwater, because black people back then didn't want to be in a party where somebody could openly be racist against them. So black people started becoming more Democrats, right? And at the same time, same shift, within the same time frame, white Republicans started to switch. I'm sorry, white Democrats started to switch to the Republican Party. You see what I'm saying? So when the candidate said something stupid as the party of the KKK, tell the whole damn story, man. Don't leave nothing out. You understand me, right? Talk about the damn white Southern, the Dixiecrats. Talk about all this stuff, right? So, oh, yeah, the black people, yeah, the Democratic Party, the KKK, okay. Then what happened after that? Then what happens? Why did black people start becoming Democrats instead of staying Republican, huh? And with Amber Rose, how is the Republican Party is for black people? How is that? See, these are the type of questions that people need to ask. Instead of you say we're going to cancel these people, right? You should tweet them. Questions. Explain why the Republican Party is for black people. Tell me about some policies. I guarantee they won't be able to tell the policies. The only thing they're going to bring up is try to fear among you about the transgender, about men and women sports and all the stupid shit. Like, most of us don't give a damn about that crap, man. All right? Most of us could barely feed our damn family. They don't give a damn. You see what I'm saying? When you can't even put food on the damn table? Come on now. Half these people tell me, oh, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible. Hogwash. That's what I say. They're lying. Same people that go there, right? I ain't perfect, but I'm going to tell you. Same people that go there and commit adultery, fornicate, all that crap. But yeah, you believe in the damn Bible. Same people that go there and get drunk and get high. Same damn people. So they're hypocrites to me. Shit. I could go on. So now, Lyndon B. Johnson, right, and civil rights law. This was a milestone for black folks right here. It really was. So now let's look at that, the other side of the moment, right? Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964 into law, the law that made segregation illegal. Segregation illegal. Then came the Voting Rights Act of 1965, right? This one right here was a big one because this protected black voters a lot. Now what you're seeing right now, especially in Texas, how they're trying to suppress the black vote by gerrymandering black political figures all over the area because they are afraid, black people. They are afraid of you. You know what I'm saying? They're not afraid of you physically. You see what I'm saying? They're not. Because they got guns, you got guns, everybody got guns. So they're not afraid of you physically. But they're afraid if you all stick together, right? Nothing can stop us. They're afraid of that, right? And I really truly believe the midterm, the Republican Party right now is afraid that they're going to lose the midterm because they ain't got no policy that's going to be able to help you out. Right now, they're trying to get rid of the damn Affordable Care Act. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't got no replacement for it. What did I tell you? That alone should tell you that the Republican Party don't give a damn about you, especially if you're poor. Not only black people, but you poor white people out there. That should tell you that the Republican Party don't give a damn. Because how come they can't create, right, something better than the Affordable Care Act? They can't come up with no damn plan. For 15 damn years, they talk against it. But they ain't got no legislation to try to fix it. Instead, they talk negative about it, right? Why don't they enhance it to make it better? That would be a smart thing to do. But they don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Tupac said, right, they got money for war, but they can't feed the poor. That's what Tupac said. And he was exactly right. Because right now, They spend $1 million for, according to the damn news, $1 billion a day on this damn war. You trying to tell me you can't take some of that money and put it in the healthcare system to help you out? These type of stuff you got to start thinking about, black and white people. So, yeah, black and white people. These are the type of things you got to start thinking about. Why they spend all these millions of dollars on war? What Donald Trump just said just recently about he can't be funding Medicaid. He can't be funding the system, right? Time to leave that to the states. You know what's going to happen if just leave that to the states alone? The states alone can't do that. So why is the states paying taxes into the federal government? Why is that? Think about that, man. You know what I'm saying? And let's be honest. The Republican is all about war. But that's another damn story. Right. So the federal government didn't enforce those rights, right? But as a black political power increased after that, started seeing a lot more black people, even a lot more black educated people, especially black women. Right, start getting more education at the time during the '70s and stuff like that, and even till this day, you see that a lot. Black voters supported Democrats more strongly after the '60s, man. Strongly after the '60s, Southern Democrats began switching parties. Right, because those same racist Southern Democrats at the time didn't want to be aligned with the black Democrats, so they switched parties to the Republican Party. That's why I could never understand why a black man, a black woman, Republican, when they don't like your ass over there. I'm not saying Democrat Party is perfect, but the Republican Party made it known. Look at recently, some months ago, Vivek Ramaswamy, Indian guy running for governor, at a town hall meeting, the so-called conservative said, "Why should we vote for you when you're not even Christian?" That should tell you something right there. They said, "Why should we vote for you when you're not even Christian?" You see what I'm saying? Those type of things should tell you something about how they think. Don't get me wrong. The Democratic Party is not perfect. They got a lot of work to do. They really do. But at least for now, to me, that party, at least for poor folks, is better for now. You know what I'm saying? Things can always switch later on, but for now, it's better. So now the party switch, right? Let me briefly talk about this, right? It clearly, now let's clear something up, because this is where a lot of people get confused. Political parties are not permanent. They are not fixed in time, right? Because people switch right now. A lot more white people could switch to Republican and vote Democrat and vice versa. It can happen, right? Depending on the times. So I'm saying, so they evolve based on leadership, strategy, and the voters they are trying to attract. So when people say Democrats were the party of the KKK, they're talking about a specific time period. Because the Democratic Party of the 1800s is not the same Democratic Party of 2026, and vice versa. You see what I'm saying? So Nick Cannon, I wish I would have known you, brother. I would say, get your facts straight. Speak what you know, right? I hate when these uneducated politicians come who got millions of them people that follow them, right? Millions of people that follow them. But yet, they're speaking nonsense. You understand me, right? And these people are speaking nonsense. I just don't get it. Why? I don't know, man. Like, it's like these people don't pick up a book, read a book, learn a little bit about history, you know what I mean? Learn some history. You know, I wrote this book called My Black Vote Doesn't Matter. It's available on Amazon. I need y'all to really go get your copy. It breaks everything down, man. It tells you the beginning. Even when I'm doing the research for this book, it even tells you, this book even tells you about the first black man to ever vote in America. The very first black man to vote. So I really want y'all to really go get your copy, okay? I'm telling you right now, it has a lot of information, a lot of stuff. And the thing about when I write something, You know what I mean? I give a bits and pieces of information. And then if you want to, you can also do like research to go and research, you know what I'm saying? Find my book if you choose to learn more. You feel what I'm saying? All the good stuff though, man. So, like I said, when is that celebrity speaks? When they speak, stop listening to these damn celebrities, because a lot of them don't know what the hell they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go and just make the damn money and I'll leave politics alone if they know no politics. If they're not going to read a book and study something and then educate the people for what they learn and reference things that they learn. Cite sources. You understand me? You know what I mean? It just bothers me, man. About the Republican Party is for black people. That's the most ignorant stuff I've ever heard. I would never really say the Democratic Party is all about for black people, because they still got racist people in the Democratic Party too. In both parties, they do. You understand me? You know what I mean? So I'm not going to fix my mouth and say, oh, this party is for all the black people. Because with the Democratic Party, right, we got to put their feet to the damn fire. When we vote for these damn people, we got to make sure that they do the damn job or get their ass out of the office. Because it's not the party in general. It's the individual in the party. So I'm saying you vote for this one person and the person says that they're going to do something and they don't do it. You can't blame a whole party. You got to blame the damn individual within that damn party. See what I'm saying? So I really hope if you're listening, this really teaches you a little something. I couldn't get to all my slides, right? But I hope that you learn something today. You know what I mean? Just do some Google, do some research. Go to Amazon, buy some books, read up on some stuff, learn some stuff, okay? Because when you do, right, knowledge is power, as Queen Latifah said. Knowledge is power. The more you learn, the better off you're going to be and your family is going to be. And for all you OGs out there, Gen Xers and older, it's time for us to change our ways. It's time for us to start to teach the younger generation, man. Because I really believe the Gen Xers, we fail the youth. I really believe that. Because after the Civil Rights Movement, right, what have Gen Xers really done after that? You know what I'm saying? When the baby boomers did the Civil Rights Movement, you know what I'm saying? Why couldn't we capitalize on that to continue to make things happen for black people? You got to think about that. We failed the youth. And I really believe the young kids of today, the young black kids of today, they're watching, they're learning, and they probably will make a difference in this country when it comes to their community. And in that note, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
Tuned in to Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.